This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour news update recorded on Monday, November 28th, 2016. I'm Marc Boulanger. On November 25th, the International Day for the Elimination of Violence Against Women, labor organizations around the world held workshops, organized rallies, and lobbied politicians. One of the strategies unions are using to help eliminate violence against women is to press the UN's International Labor Organization to create a suggested international law. The law, called a convention, would become part of a country's legal infrastructure if ratified. The ILO has agreed to study the need for a convention concerning violence towards women. I talked to Chidi King about this. Ms. King is the director of the Equality Department of the International Trade Union Confederation. The ITUC is the global body which represents national labor centers, such as the AFL-CIO in the United States and the Ghana Trade Union Congress. I asked Ms. King about the ILO's move to study the need for an international law about violence aimed at women.
The ITC certainly welcomes the fact that the ILO has finally decided to put a standard-setting item on the agenda of the International Labour Conference to address what is now violence and harassment against women and men in the world of work. We say, and I think it is accepted, that work towards any international labour standards should have a very strong focus on the gender dimension of violence in the workplace.
How could an international labour standard help eliminate violence towards women?
I think it could help in many ways. First of all, just in terms of raising awareness around this issue, it would be very helpful. It sends a very clear message that actually this is not something the world in general, and certainly the world of work, is prepared to tolerate any longer. I mean, we're in 2016 at the moment, and it's quite shocking that there is still no international labor law that says that violence is just not part of the job. It will send clarity to employers, governments, and trade unions about what their respective responsibilities are in terms of stopping violence, and particularly gender-based violence, in the world of work.
The Global Union, which represents public service workers around the world, is warning that migration and the displacement of populations caused by war and climate change will cause extremely serious problems in many countries. Public Services International, the PSI, represents 20 million workers who are members of 669 unions in 154 countries. It held a conference in Manila, November 25th to 27th, to analyze the issues of migration and population displacement and suggest ways forward. Rosa Pavanelli is the PSI's general secretary.
Of the current 244 million migrants worldwide, over 150 million are migrant workers. Labor migration is an essential aspect of any international migration. Labor migration is a trade union issue. As we are dealing with migration, we are also facing the phenomenon of global displacement. The United Nations Office of the High Commissioner for Refugees reported that at the end of 2015, 65 million people were forcibly displaced as a result of persecution, conflict, violence, and human rights violation. Of this total number of globally displaced, 21.3 million are refugees. Half of them are children and about half are women. Not only that, climate disasters are also posing a big threat. It is estimated that by 2050, up to 1 billion people will be displaced globally by environmental disaster if we don't act urgently to mitigate the factors contributing to climate change. Our challenges are global and they are urgent. As we continue to build capacity on labor migration, we also need to build capacity to respond to disaster and human displacement.
And that's it. International labor news you can use. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.